Good morning and welcome, my friends. You are listening to the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. We call it Frankly Speaking Radio, and that's because I'm your host, Frank Whalen. Welcome to all of you joining us on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org as well as franklyspeakingradio.com. Our phone number is 800-313-9443, toll free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. We are having a wonderful chat with a good friend of ours, Colonel Joe. He's written a book called Heart Dietary Procedure Plan, Cancer, the Cure is in Food. Oxalic Acid, God's Natural Chemotherapy. This book contains all the information you need to basically defeat every cancer, virus, bacteria, and any vascular disease that you happen to come in contact with. And these days, everybody knows somebody that's sick. Well, here's your solution, folks. It's in a little tiny book, and it's easily accessible to you. $14.95 is the cost of the book, plus shipping and handling. You can get this by contacting our guests. You can also get it at the Republic Broadcasting Network bookstore. Just give them a call, and they'll tell you all the details on how you can get your hands on this. But this is, when we talk about solutions, and we're obsessed with them here on the show, this is the King Daddy, the Mac Daddy of them all, because cancer is the big C. That's what they call it for that purpose, because it is so debilitating. People hear, oh, you've got cancer, the first thing they ask, and everybody I've ever spoken with has said these same words, how long do I have? Colonel Joe, you probably heard that a lot, and welcome to the show, of course.
I have, you bet. And I might say that people should not be afraid of the book, because the book is written so anybody who has completed the ninth grade can read it and understand it. The reason I did that, I had looked at many of the books that have been written about all the cures for cancer out there, and half of it I couldn't understand. I couldn't, say the words right that were there, because a lot of it was in chemical terms and medical terms. And so when I wrote the book, there isn't any of that in the book. There are no medical terms.
Thank God.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks.
Well, I know that for me, I struggle sometimes, Colonel Joe. I struggle a lot because I read a lot of books for guests and various things like this. You make this book easy for everyone to understand, and I'm so grateful for that, because I think that, and this is something I've experienced myself recently, as you know well about, because you've been involved with consultations in this regard. It's a personal situation I've had to go through. Colonel Joe has been there for us, and everything worked perfectly, exactly how you might think, and it was such a great blessing for us, an answer to a prayer, and you've been that for me and for my family for a long time, and your name is spoken of with awe in my household, and that's a fact. But you're right, this is something that people can understand. And when you start to realize that those medical terms are not there simply because they're important, they're there to dazzle you into submission. They're there in the medical textbook. The words dropped by doctors are designed to make you think that you're unqualified to ask important questions or to make your own decisions. Look, a doctor is exactly the same, and they would kill me for this, but they're exactly the same as the guy who takes your order at a restaurant. They work for you, and you need to understand how they communicate, and this is a way to do it, by taking something like this book that you've written, Colonel Joe, that's spelled out in easy-to-understand language that everyone can understand. And then when you go in there, you're armed with an understanding, and you're able to ask better questions and demand better answers. And this book provides that and more, because, again, for the most part, what you'll be using this book for is to cure yourself. And when you go in to visit your doctor and whatnot, you can get tested and see that it's so. Stay with us. We're back in 3 minutes, folks, with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Attention, attention, everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine, Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio, and I am your host, Frank Whalen. You know, I'm not trying to be down on doctors at all. I know there's some good people out there. So a little caveat here, a little apology on my part that I'm not against doctors. What I have a real problem with is the strong-arm tactics that some of them use, mostly surgeons. They want an excuse to cut you open and do different things. And I'm not saying that these people aren't important and essential even at times. God forbid that it ever is for you. But the point is that why let it get to that point? And why let a doctor tell you how long you're going to live? He's not psychic, and he's not the God that he thinks he is. Therefore, he doesn't know how long you're going to live. But most people, they get that information from a doctor, and it just sucks the will to live right out of them. They just give up on everything, and they do end up dying, and it's a real tragedy. But when you know that there are cures, when you know that there are solutions, when you realize that God would not have put you here knowing full well what everything that's going to come down the line, every sort of disease, every sort of manifestation of illness, and not provide all of the solutions already here. You know, what happened before there were pharmaceutical companies? People just, they knew how to do this stuff. That information has been lost. It's been rediscovered and enhanced by our guest today. Colonel Joe, welcome back, sir.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you.
Along that same line, Frank, I've talked with a lot of doctors.
Yeah?
And, of course, like anybody who talks to me, anybody who calls me, or sends me emails, all of that is treat it with the utmost of confidentiality. I do not reveal that to anybody without permission to do so.
Yes.
And I do the same thing with doctors. And I tell them that. And I have talked with doctors. They have asked me questions, but it's been very few. It isn't as many as I'd like to have talked to me.
Yeah.
You know, with the knowledge that they could gain, they could really be helping people.
Well, not only could they be helping people, Colonel Joe, they could also be rich and famous. And you don't care about that, but they do, maybe. And
I'm too old to enjoy it.
Right on.
Yeah, it would have been all right 20, 30 years earlier. But
oh, but you crack me up. Colonel Joe, you know, you and I have been talking about this for a long time. And we've done one show here together on this night program, but, you know, there's probably, I know we get new listeners all the time. Maybe some people haven't heard of you. Maybe we're glossing over some information, and it's maybe a sticking point to people. Maybe they've been on the diet and they want to talk to you. Maybe they're interested or have some questions. I would like to invite them to call, if that's all right with you.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Let's do it.
Let me tell you, and I'll be very honest with you. I learn an awful lot when people call me and I talk with them.
Amen. Me too.
Oh, absolutely.
That's where it's at. These are firsthand experiences.
That's another fault, and I think it is a fault with doctors today. They're so damn busy that they don't take time to talk to the patients.
Well said.
They would. They would have learned an awful lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. There's so much to learn by people's experiences. And like I said, my friend, you and I have been talking about this stuff for a long time. And, you know, I remember the first time you were on with me here at Republic, and I remember people were horrified. They said, wow, this guy's cured cancer. There's no way. It's not possible. Yeah. And, you know, other people were just ecstatic that they had a solution. And I remember the next time we had John, people were calling up in tears of gratitude, of joy, because they realized that they had been praying so long for an answer, and here it was, and it was in this book. But let's give out the phone number, 800-313-9443. Questions, comments, suggestions, love to hear them all. Bob in Tennessee, welcome to the program, sir.
Hey, how y'all doing this evening?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I used to listen to your show in the morning. Now I'm listening to it at night.
All right.
Different shift now, so I come in and you're on. And I've never heard of your guest before, Colonel Joe, but I'm real interested in him, and I'm going to check out his website.
Yeah, there's a lot of great information there in the book. Like I said, when you think about the cure for cancer available to you for under $20, you can't beat that at all.
I'd like to say, you know, I live up here in the foothills of the Smoky Mountains in East Tennessee. You know, most people think we're running around here barefoot and illiterate, but we're not.
You're not?
No. Actually,
I'm only kidding.
Hey, we get the same stuff here, Bob, because we're in Arkansas. Every time there's an incest joke to be made, we are the brunt of that, so I can relate.
I'd like to tell you something that's been in my family for years. And
okay.
My great-grandmother, she had an injury on her foot. She had a laceration.
Mm-hmm.
And she was in her 70s, and they took her to the hospital for the first time in her life because she got a pretty bad infection. And it was because it was actually happened around the barn, and she chicken manure and stuff, and you know how bad that
is. Oh, yeah, sure.
But, she stayed in the hospital for, they kept her up there for 4 days, and her foot just kept getting worse. It was in her ankle area. And they were contemplating taking her foot off. She told her children at that time, she said, if you don't get me out of this hospital, I'm going to lose my foot. She said, if you'll take me home, I'll be all right. She said, I just need to get home to my herbs.
Mm-hmm.
And she got home. She stayed 2 more days. The doctors told them, if you take her out of here, she'll die or she'll lose her leg. And she went home, and within 4 days, her foot was fine. The streaks were gone, which were, you know, they were saying was going to turn into gangrene. And she never lost her foot, and she lived 8 more years. She's very fine. And we still use that same thing today. And about 2 years ago, I got spider bitten. where I work, we have a shower area where we change clothes and shower before we leave. And I got spider bit on the foot by a brown or blue spider. And I've used this same poultice for years, and I got it from my grandmother. And within 4 days, my spider bite was completely gone. It never got that bad, and I didn't have a place right out on my foot like you usually do. And about 6 months earlier, a guy got bit, and he went through two courses of intravenous antibiotics.
Wow.
The company nurse laughed at me when I told her what I did.
Really?
She said, well, I've got some leeches in the back if you want that.
Right.
No,
right.
That's not necessary.
See, and that's the thing. You're just a hillbilly, but guess what? You're okay with your spider bite, and you didn't have to go through no 2 weeks of intravenous medication and a lengthy and expensive hospital stay, I'm sure.
But there's a lot of things that have been forgotten. And I really believe that, I don't know, I'd like to ask your guest about this.
Sure.
I think today that our diet, what we actually buy in the stores, support cancer.
Well said. That's an excellent, excellent question.
And we have an excellent, excellent answer for that, too.
Let me guess. Yes?
Oh, absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
Well, actually, it's interesting, Bob, because, I remember a long time ago, I knew a bunch of gals who I was around a lot, and they were very, very cognizant of the amount of calories that they put into their body. And to me, I was horrified by that. I was like, what are you doing? You know, you don't need to worry about this stuff. This is silly. But they were always very much, they were counting calories all the time, but everything they ate, oh, I got to eat only a piece of candy corn because there's no calories in it. You know, stuff like that. But it was just one thing after the other, and I said, I will never be that guy who reads those ingredient labels. I swore it. Well, when I met Colonel Joe, I changed my tune because, in essence, I realized it wasn't the calories that I needed to be watching. It was something else, such as, of course, citric acid, which is one of these blockers. But Colonel Joe, why is it that, as Bob had asked that excellent question, about the things that we put in our body, why is it that they do seem to encourage disease?
Well, because they affect oxalic acid in one way or another, Frank. Like citric acid. You know, that's an acid we do not need to take at any time. If you need that in your body produces it. And the reason you might produce it is if you had an acid in your body, even a good acid, in excess, even they can be toxic. Your body then produces citric acid to flush out the excess of that good acid or remove a bad acid.
Mm.
Now, one of those acids it very definitely controls is oxalic acid because it is a very strong poison. Even though it's a normal blood-borne chemical in the blood of all humans and all warm-blooded mammals, you can get too much in your blood. Well, your body would produce citric acid, flush that out. Now, if you start reading the ingredients on everything you eat or drink, you're going to be amazed because they're putting citric acid in probably 80% of everything that's out on the market there mm-hmm. for you to buy to eat and drink. Because it's a great preservative, keeps the colors bright and enhances the flavor, and it's cheap. And it's made by Archer's Daniel Midland, who are pretty well protected by the politicians.
Let me ask you to hang on, Colonel Joe. Bob, if you have more questions, you are more than welcome to stay on too, brother. Folks, we got to take a short break, though. We will be back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio. Please stay with us.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. And, of course, joining us, our special guest this evening, Colonel Joe. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you. And Bob in Tennessee is still with us. Bob, welcome back.
Yes, I am.
All right. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to ask Dr. Joe another thing. My mother-in-law, she's a trauma nurse. She's been a nurse for 40 years, getting ready to retire. The things that they have been able to do over the last 20 years to keep people alive is amazing. But the things they've done to keep our health up is ridiculous. And one of the things I've noticed about cancer, a lot of people that have cancer also suffer from diabetes. We've got a diabetes epidemic in this country, even with children. It was unheard of 20 years ago. What do you think about that, Dr. Joe?
Well,
Colonel Joe.
Yeah, doctor is not a name I particularly want to be called.
I'm sorry, sir.
That's okay. Well, I don't find in my research a direct connection between oxalic acid and diabetes. So there's not much I can say about it. I do know that everything starts in the blood, and if you keep the blood clean, you are exposed to very, very few items that, like diabetes or high or low blood pressure, cholesterol, all of those items, arthritis, you name it. So I believe that once you clean the blood up, it sure will reduce the effects of the diabetes.
Mm-hmm. Everything seems to kind of fall into place once you take care of that.
Oh, sure. Once you clean the blood up, a lot of things happen, boy. Miracles.
Well, I believe in miracles.
Me too.
Yeah, I sure do. One thing I'd like to say, I don't want to tie up your show, if I could.
Go ahead.
You know, like I said, I'm up here in East Tennessee. We're a bunch of dumb hillbillies. But I haven't been to a doctor in 12 years. My wife hasn't been to the doctor in probably about that long, and we're in our late 40s, getting ready to hit 50. Before that, when I didn't have the time to eat like I do and do the things I do, I was ill a lot. We're not a bunch of dumb hillbillies up here. I've been a union pipe fitter for 25 years. My wife's got a master's degree in computer science. My daughter's got a bachelor's degree in environmental science. We didn't have the time to do this when I was younger. We were too busy trying to make a living and eating fast food and everything else. But when I got back to my roots, and I've got a small farm up here, we grow our own beef. I grow.
Hello.
Are you still there, Bob?
I'm here.
Okay.
Did you hear what I was saying?
No, you kind of dropped out there. You said you grow your own beef and then...
Yeah, I grow meat rabbits. I grow poultry. We've got catfish ponds. And we grow a big garden every year. We have saw our health improve. Mm-hmm. I feel better than I did when I was 30 years old.
Let me ask you this. What are you feeding your livestock there?
Well, some of it I grow here on the farm, and mm-hmm. some of it I buy through our local co-op.
Right, and they are grass-fed, I presume?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Grass-fed and grain-fed before I kill them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not because we're paranoid, it's just a healthy lifestyle. People can grow a garden in a small amount of space and reap two benefits. One of them is the healthy exercise, getting out in the sunlight, and the other one is the food that's not contaminated with pesticides that they don't know about, that you can't wash off. I don't care what. And if you're washing it, most times you're using fluoridated water, man. I mean, you're losing two ways there. It's just people need anybody can do anything is what I'm getting at mm-hmm. to improve their health. Get out there and just make a garden. It's not just a health issue. It's mm-hmm. flavor, buddy. Once you start eating stuff that you grow yourself, versus what you buy in a supermarket, tastes like cardboard. There's no comparison.
Well, you're exactly right. And the thing about it, and Colonel Joe will tell you this, that oxalic acid is present in pretty much every plant. I mean, for the most part, all weeds and pretty much all greenery of some sort. So, you know, if you're eating fresh vegetables, you're eating the exact things that you need. And it's not just vegetables. There's oxalic acid and a great many other things. But obviously, your animals are going to be more healthy because they're not required to get these shots and these hormones and all that stuff. But at the same time, they're also eating grass and weeds, and they, in effect, are also being healthy because this oxalic acid diet, it applies to animals as well. It's pretty much all mammals. So this is an important point. Bob, thanks for the call. We'll let Colonel Joe respond when we come back here, folks, in about 3 minutes. And we'll keep taking your calls as long as you're willing to make them, folks. 800-313-9443. Please stay with us. We're back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, my friends. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio, and I am your host, Frank Whalen. Our phone number, 800-313-9443. We're talking about health with probably, a guy that's going to go down in history. And he has done far more with his life already than I probably ever will, and he's an honor. It's just an honor to know him and to have him on the show. Colonel Joe, of course, the man who cured cancer. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you. Would you like to comment on the comments there by Bob about, you know, growing vegetables and things like that? Because that's really integral to the whole diet, honestly.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, because in many cases, people don't know a lot of the items, especially those items that are imported. Like all of the, well, I would say 90% of all of the spices that are imported into this country irradiate it before they leave the country they were grown in. And the reason they do that radiation is to kill bacteria. So when the U.S. government tells you that they do not allow radiation of foods, they're only talking about what's grown here. They don't control the radiation in foreign countries. So that, in many cases, I don't know whether I have it in the book. I think I do. Tone's is a spice company in Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked with them up there because they do not radiate their food, their spices,
yes,
and they're all grown in this country.
Mm-hmm.
So you get the full benefit of all of the oxalic acid that's in the spices. And believe me, a lot, if not all, spices come out of the weed family.
Yes, that's right.
Parsley and cilantro and all of those. And they're a great source of oxalic acid. So it's, you know, people need to be sharp shoppers when they go out and shop for the foods that they eat.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, now, you know, it's hard to find these things out. I had to really track down Tone's and you know, it's hard to get them to talk. They think you're some kind of industrial spy trying to, you know, pick up some information that makes people buy their brand over, you know, your brand and all that kind of stuff.
That's true. Well, that's a good point.
Yeah, I had a lot of interesting conversations trying to find out information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can only imagine. Well, you know, and that's why it's so vital to not only know what it is that you're, what the ingredients are in the different foods that you might be eating, but also, you know, where it comes from and why or how things might be done. For example, Walmart radiates their vegetables, which is why they look really good, and then they're absolutely wilted and rotten 2 days later after you get them home, so I don't buy them from there.
They radiate them all?
They do.
Where'd you get that information?
I will happily tell you off the air, my friend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
No.
Yeah, absolutely.
That is not what the government's been saying. Now, maybe I missed what the government said. I know they radiate beef.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do that too.
Chickens to kill the bacteria, mm-hmm. but I did not know they were radiating allowed radiation of vegetables.
Well, you know, now that they've got these E. coli and all the other little shenanigans they got going around out there, it gives them a further excuse to start tampering with things that we would deem to be natural. Even if it's organic, it's just worthless. So I don't even shop there anymore for that stuff. Not that I ever did, but
yeah.
I
don't shop there very much for that either.
It's a good plan. Let's go to Augusta in Missouri. Welcome to the show.
I got Colonel Joe's book last week.
Okay, great.
I heard him on a different show,
mm-hmm.
and I ordered his book. And I have got a cancer in my breast.
Uh-huh.
And I've had it for, like, I noticed it about 2 years ago in January. But what happened prior to that, I had a run-in with a cow, and I broke my leg and ankle. She stepped on me.
Mm.
And I had x-rays for 8 weeks solid. You know, every week I went to the doctor, he took an x-ray. And then in January, this happened in October, and in January I noticed this lump in my breast.
Mm.
And I didn't go to the doctor because I don't like to go to doctors after that x with my leg and everything, which I didn't go before that.
Mm.
But anyway, I had tried some of this cancer salve that I had heard on another program on shortwave.
Black salve?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it worked. I mean, it brought the knot up, you know, and disposed of it like it says it would, but it wouldn't heal. And I felt a drawing all up into my underarm and down my arm. And since then, it has just kept coming, you know. And what it is, the sore, I mean, the open place is still there and it drains.
Mm-hmm.
And now I have developed where I'm getting little red bumps all around the surface of the the tumor, and I can feel the ones underneath my arm. They've come down from my arm, and they've come up in underneath, and then they're going towards my breast. But what I really wanted to ask him about this diet is he says to use distilled water.
Yes.
Now, we live on a farm, and we've got well water.
Yes, you can't drink it.
Because of the lime, right?
No, because of the calcium.
Okay. Well, I was wondering if lime and calcium were related.
Well, they are, but it's primarily the calcium. Calcium blocks the absorption of this oxalic acid.
Yeah, I read that in your book.
Yes.
Okay, and another thing, I don't know whether you've heard of Ron Green and his American Native Herbal Tea.
I don't read any of that stuff.
Well, he's been on some of the other shortwave shows.
Did he tell you to use distilled water?
Yeah, I started using distilled water.
In his book, did he tell you to use distilled water?
No, not in his. He just said to.
Well, then, you know, it's worthless because any item that has oxalic acid in it is blocked by calcium from being.
Well, I've been taking his tea since October,
well,
but I was using regular water, but I started making it when I started this week with it. I used the distilled water.
And you still got the cancer.
Yes, I still got the cancer.
Yeah.
And it, like I said,
how does the tea taste, okay?
It's real bitter.
Yeah.
Well, you know, actually, Augusta, there's something that's relatively easy for you to do. And it's in the book, and I'm sure you saw it about the tea, okay, that Colonel Joe has. Basically, you take regular tea, just normal black tea.
We drink
tea.
It all the time.
The cheap
okay.
You can find.
You want, yeah, you want the cheap stuff, well, like generic, you know, don't go high-end thinking that it's better. The more expensive products are the ones that have been processed more, and those are actually worse for you. So just drink normal tea, but you obviously have to make it very strong. And there are other ways, too. That's the beauty of this diet that surpasses all others, is that quite simply, you can get oxalic acid from a number of different sources. I, for example, I hate tea. I despise tea. When I smell tea, it just makes me furious. I don't know what it is. It's something in me genetically that just it doesn't work for me. However, there's carrot juice, there's almonds, there's dark chocolate, there's red wine. There's a number of different ways to get this into your system, and that's the beauty of the diet, is that when you incorporate those things, you don't have to do exclusively one thing. You can do a little bit of everything, but you have to avoid the blockers. Okay, there's only five of them. It should be relatively easy to do. If you avoid those five things, you will get better. Now, the other thing, Colonel Joe, because it sounds like she has an open sore, the mouth rinse would probably work on that surface area. Is that correct?
Well, it would, but it's an open sore because of the way it's being fed, Frank.
Oh.
So what has to happen when she goes on the diet, at the end of the eighth day on the diet, there'll be no more cancer growth anywhere because the blood is absolutely clean now of any abnormal cells. And then if you know the last lump or tumor to develop, that's the one you want to check because it will be the first one to be eliminated. They are eliminated in the opposite sequence in which they developed. In other words, the first one that you describe will be the last one to go because it is the one that's more, you know, been developed over the longer period of time.
Well, I started your diet last week, and I may have not followed it completely because that's another question I wanted to ask you.
You have to. It won't work if you
don't. Yeah, but, I mean, like, I used to drink orange juice, so I quit drinking the orange juice for breakfast. But I've been drinking tomato juice now. Is tomato juice okay? It's my own home canned tomato juice.
If it doesn't have citric acid added, do you read the ingredients on everything you eat?
No, I can this myself.
Okay.
Well, okay.
From our garden, because we live on a farm, and I can.
Did you put any acids in it?
Has it got any what?
Did you put any acids in it?
No, just the tomatoes. But I did use a little bit of my well water.
Well, it's got the calcium in it.
It's really, here's the thing, Augusta. It's going to work to the extent that you commit yourself to it. which you know. But let me ask you this: it's homemade tomato juice. How did you juice it?
I juiced it with a blender, which I know is a no-no.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, for every step...
I'm really not getting that anything out of that.
Well, I mean, no, you're probably getting something. I mean, if you're on the diet, then be on the diet. But if you're taking two steps forward and then, taking a jump backwards, too, you know, you're kind of at a standstill at that point. Look, here's the main thing. Did you get to the part about the carrot juice?
Yes, but I can't find any.
Okay. There's a number in the book that you can call the company, okay, and find out where that is. Now, let me ask you this. You're in Missouri. I don't know where. How far are you from where I am here in northwest Arkansas? You're pretty far?
Do you know where Van Buren, Missouri is?
No.
Where Big Springs is? Have you ever heard of it?
Nope.
Okay.
That's
you know, West Plains.
Do you know how far you are from Arkansas? How about that?
Well, I'm not that far from Arkansas
as
far as that
goes. Do you have Harps? The grocery store Harps?
No, huh?
Okay. What grocery stores are pretty common? Never mind Walmart. Walmart doesn't carry the carrot juice, of course, because they can't have healthy things there.
When I go to the Bluff, there's Town and Country or County Mart.
All right.
Well, they may have it, and you can also ask them to get it for you. But when you do, tell them you want a case.
Yeah.
Don't tell them, I'd like to, if get this canned carrot juice for me, because what happens, they'll think you buy one and they're stuck with the rest of the case.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they won't do it for you, but if you make it worth their while. But it's a far better thing. Here's one of the important things to understand with this diet is to really get it into your system. And if you have cancer, it recommends a can a day of this carrot juice. Now, there's a reason for that. There is a ton of oxalic acid in this carrot juice. And obviously, some people say that they'll, make their own, and that's fine and dandy, but you have to know where the carrots are coming from. You have to use a hand juicer to be able to do this, or a juicing process that is significant distance from the motor that powers it. Otherwise, it sucks the oxalic acid out. Let me ask you this. Do you have a microwave in your house?
I did, but I took it out.
Good girl. See,
long time ago.
That's great.
Yeah,
now, see,
I don't use it anymore.
Yeah, you're in a good spot. You're in a good spot. Now, but again, if you drink some carrot juice and if you're having trouble finding it, again, there's a phone number in there. It should be toll free. You can go to your grocery store and ask them to buy it for you or order it for you. Tell them, say, look, I'll buy everything that you put in the store. Just, get it here for me. Perfect example. Here in northwest Arkansas, when I first started doing interviews with Colonel Joe, the carrot juice that I would buy was about, I don't know, what was it, Colonel Joe? About $2, a little bit more than that, maybe less. I don't know.
Somewhere around there.
It's now about $2.50 a can, and it's extraordinarily hard to get. Luckily, I happen to know when they get their new deliveries in, and every time they get a new delivery in, I go and I buy probably about 80% of what they put on the shelf, which probably causes them to pull their hair out. But needless to say, they've been ordering more consistently, and they've been raising the price consistently. But this is like an absolute staple in the Whalen household as far as preemptive measures for anything. And I don't get sick. I haven't been sick in years now.
And
so,
if I may, let me interrupt. It's a great time you brought that subject up. I've been getting a lot of calls lately from people who are telling me that they go to the various grocers, and they are being told that Haynes is going to stop producing that carrot juice.
Really?
Well, that's not true. I talked to them this morning, and they assured me they are not discontinuing producing the carrot juice.
Now, wonderful.
I don't know who's starting all that. If I can make a mistake and guess, and I would think that it's the doctors and the medical people.
That's probably true.
Sure.
That's probably true. Well, Augusta, you've only been doing this for a week now. So, you got a ways to go. How long have you had the tumor and all the other extra tumors that have developed?
About 2 years originally.
Okay.
Now, these others have just popped up in the last six months or so.
Again, those will be the first ones to disappear.
Yes.
Okay.
And they will disappear in the reverse order in which they developed. And don't expect anything to happen until you've been on the diet for at least 8 days, and that means all the way on the diet.
Okay.
Avoiding all the blockers.
On the tea, can you put honey in it?
Sure.
because that's what we use for sugar is honey.
Mm-hmm. All right, fine. You can use sugar, too. And let me tell you, sugar probably has an oxalic acid in it because sugar cane is a wheat. And oxalic acid is in all wheats.
Yeah. And I, like I said, I can quite everything out of our garden as far as that goes. But I've used our well water.
Yeah, well, you got a lot of calcium in there, so you're going to have to find...
And I've got an electric stove.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but that's not too bad.
But
one thing you want to do on the stove, like if you use the oven, bring it up to temperature first before you put anything in it.
Uh-huh.
Because then it will cycle on and off.
Okay.
And the same way with the burners on the top.
Yeah.
If you're going to boil something, bring the water to a boil first.
Let me jump in here quickly. Augusta, you're welcome to stay on if you have more questions, because I know that, you know, when you first start on something like this, you know, you can understand the importance of it and you want to get it right. So hang out with us. And Colonel Joe, I know you're going to be here. And folks, we'll get to all these calls. We got plenty of time, so be patient. Folks, we're back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it! Watch me! I got it! Hey! I got something that makes me want to shout. I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got soul, and I'm super bad. I got soul, and I'm super bad.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, my friends. We got a lot to cover, and we've barely scratched the surface with our good friend Colonel Joe. Before we get back to him, let me remind you this hour is being brought to you by BioSolutions, featuring one of the most advanced Rife machines available to you. BioSolutions has the solution for your good health. You can call them toll-free at 886-885-6625 with questions about your situation, or you can visit them online at www.natural-solution.com. And incidentally, and welcome back, Colonel Joe. Welcome back to Augusta, Missouri. I was just talking to my producer there, Thomas, who's doing a bang-up job behind the scenes, as always. And it turns out, Colonel Joe, that Hollywood Brand Carrot Juice, otherwise known as Hain, has their own website.
I know, yeah.
It's HainPureFoods.com, Augusta, and you should be able to order the carrot juice directly from them.
Okay.
There's
no, they have a computer, though.
No director to a distributor, Frank.
Oh, I see, I see. Well, I think there's a phone number if you've got something to write with. And it's
okay.
Probably the same number that's in the book, but on the website the number is 800-434-4246.
Okay. And that's in Boulder, Colorado.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, now I got another question.
Go ahead.
We take oregano oil. I haven't been taking it since I started taking that native herbal tea.
Mm-hmm.
But what does he think about the oregano oil?
I can't comment on it. I don't know how it's processed.
Okay. And
how do you take it?
We take it. I put it in the capsules and take it that way. And sometimes
why?
I take it
why do you take it?
Well, it's supposed to keep your immune system built up.
Who told you that?
Well, we heard it on Dave and Joyce's program, the Power Hour.
Your immune system is oxalic acid.
Okay. So there's really no need to take that.
No, there isn't.
The main thing about it, and I'm not out there to dispute anybody else's research, but I'll tell you this, that this book alone will take care of everything, pretty much. I mean,
okay.
it's not going to repair broken bones or anything, but
no.
At the same time, you know, I don't get sick. Now, I don't only do this diet. I take colloidal silver, the super silver. I do that. I have a bioelectrifier, which I use as well. But the benchmark of everything that we do in my family is this diet, because with oxalic acid in your body, you're not going to get sick.
Yeah.
That's all there is to it. I mean,
well, I just wondered if oregano might have oxalic acid in it.
Well, it does if you take it as a spice.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's
this is just the oil. It's super strength, and we've been taking it for, I don't know, I've been taking it since 99, I guess, and I haven't had the flu or cold or anything.
Yeah, but you got
cancer.
I got cancer, right. Yeah, you're right there. Another question, and this would be my last one because I'm sure there's other people. Do you know of a company or anything that you can buy a distiller from so you can distill your own water?
That's a good question.
Oh, on the Internet.
Yeah, what? She doesn't have a computer.
Oh.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, you can get a gallon of distilled water for like 50 cents at the grocery store near me. That's usually
how
I
well,
get
it's
it.
64 cents. I got some at Walmart, which I hate to go to Walmart.
Sure,
but,
sure.
We live in a very rural area. Mm. And I don't know whether Dollar General carries it or not.
Okay.
I haven't paid any attention. So I stocked up on quite a few.
Well, I'll tell you what, Augusta, if you want to stay on the line.
That's all right.
Sure?
I'll let somebody else.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you very much. And best of luck with that. Please keep us in the loop. And Colonel Joe gives out his home phone number on a regular basis, folks. So, Augusta, if you're still listening, have a pen, and we'll give that out when we come back. And that way, if you have any further questions, you can always give him a call. Okay, folks, please stay with us. We're back in about 90 seconds with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
You got hit.